Nobody in there that night but her.
How old was she?
She just about being my 7 years old, going mm-hmm. on 8.
Mm-hmm.
And she stayed in that room by herself. There was the house was big,
mm-hmm.
and they put her in a room by herself, and she had to stay in there by herself all night. She said, I couldn't sleep, I was so scared.
Mm-hmm.
Said, never been used to it. Mm-hmm. And she never did see her mammy no more.
Mm-hmm.
She said she guessed she was 7 or 8 years old, mm-hmm. some was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She never had seen her mammy and daddy no more. Mm. Now that was to pick them up and carry them off from the children.
Mm-hmm.
Never see them no more.
Mm-hmm.
They'd go back over there to see that white woman's daddy and mammy, but they wouldn't care these niggers.
Mm-hmm.
Make them stay at home. Mm-hmm. And Miss Ellen stayed there and worked. When she got big enough to work, she worked it like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lord. But I never worked on the bondage.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't work on that, but I worked hard.
Well, you say you didn't work on the bondage. Now, what was bondage?
That's, them all folks were, they belonged to them white folks. The niggas belonged to the white folks then.
Mm-hmm. You, that's the same as slavery.
Slavery, yes, yeah. That's what they, mm-hmm. we call it bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is, number slavery. Mm-hmm. They were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And old Knox as he was, and that's how come him to this country, he come from Grant County here, because he killed one of the niggas, he shot him. And
his name was Knox?
Yes.
Uh-huh. That's the way you get the name Knox,
yes,
then?
Yes, by me marrying a man belonged to the Knox.
Yeah.
His mother married him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a Knox.
Mm-hmm.
And he went in the name of her. His mother and her daddy. It was under her master. Mm-hmm. You see that?
Yeah, he took the name of the master.
Yes,
yeah.
You had one name of your master.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, mm-hmm. you did. But I didn't because they didn't put me on it. My mother, I was a little too young to go on it. But I was, I was back there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I was tend to little babies, other women's babies.
Mm-hmm.
They sure gonna make you tend to them too.
Mm-hmm.
You know nothing about tending to babies. I lugged them on my hip a many times, I didn't get to throw it on them.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never done that.
Yes, I have.
They make you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. I have this. Studied and studied since I can't do nothing. I just sit here and study.
Mm-hmm.
But my mammy hold. But they had an old colored man as my husband's great granddaddy, old Uncle Dave Knox. He's 110 when he died. He died at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Old man. But he was just as happy, and now if you could have met him, he could told you something about how they weren't and beaten nothing. Oh, he could tell you. And they worked like dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but Uncle Dave, now his name was Dave Knox.
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Dave didn't take it. He didn't take it off his old master.
What'd he do?
He said, look here, master, I give you a good day's work. And don't you come talking to me, I said, now give it to the others, don't bother me. I done give you your day's work, good one too. I know what work is. And don't you come bothering me. And Marsh wouldn't bother Uncle Dave.
Mm-hmm.
He was scared of him, they said.
Mm-hmm.
Cause Uncle Dave said he'd whooped him.
Mm-hmm.
Said that if he done worked hard all day and then go and let him beat him up, no. He whooped them women and make them work just like those dogs.